Your support matters. We operate thanks to the support of local businesses. If you would like to advertise on Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, contact our team today. marketing@vectisradio.fm.
We've got our first guest in now.
We have the lovely Honor in from Green Roberts and somebody or other.
Yes. Green Roberts and Butler Vets.
And somebody or other.
Yeah,
no, the Vets in Carisbrook on that, on the forked bit of the road. Yes. That's where they are. Yeah, we know exactly where. So we're going to talk about chocolate because there's Easter chocolate coming up.
Oh, Easter chocolate.
Not good for doggies.
So much Easter chocolate. We've always got Easter chocolate and dogs. Yeah.
Yes.
Easter eggs.
You shouldn't. Dogs shouldn't have chocolate is the bottom line.
Dogs shouldn't have chocolate. No, you can get special doggy chocolate, yes, which is fine. But normal, delicious human chocolate,
doesn't
not
do
so good.
No.
No, it can cause some fairly serious problems.
We don't want that, do we?
We don't want that, no. It is a little bit, it is dose dependent, so, and kind of the darker it is, the worse it is.
Oh right, okay.
Yeah. So sometimes big dog, small amount of milk chocolate might not be a problem.
Mm.
Small dog, not a very large amount of dark chocolate.
Big problem.
Serious
big problem.
Okay, yeah. Fair enough. You know, years ago we had a dog who had a bit of a dairy problem, didn't he? He did like chocolate. And if you work carefully, grab it. And then the next day he'd be looking at you and saying, I don't feel well.
No,
we know. It's your fault.
No. Very well sometimes, do they?
So the trouble is it's all over the place, isn't it?
It's all over the place and, you know, Easter eggs everywhere and... Yeah.
The thing is, the kiddies are eating them, aren't they? And they're putting them down, and the dogs just go, oh, that's nice. I love that.
Absolutely. And as much fun as it is to guess what colour foil is going to be produced, the chocolatey bit, often not that great. I think probably if your dog has eaten some chocolate or stolen some chocolate, or you think it has, just give your vet a ring.
Yeah.
Because we've got little tools that we can often work out kind of where along the range of bad it could be.
Yes.
So if your child drops a very small amount of chocolate on the floor, the dog, as they do, it's there before you could do anything. It's not too much of a panic at that stage.
It depends on the chocolate. This is the problem. This is the problem. You can always pick up the phone.
Yeah.
You know, no one's going to be annoyed if you pick up the phone and say,
help,
my dog's just
help,
eaten, you know, three mini eggs, but it's a 1 kilo puppy.
Yes.
You know, it's,
good point.
It's difficult.
Yeah.
So it's worth just asking.
Just ask. Yeah. You know, we might say, oh, don't worry, I'll probably be fine, or might have a bit of an upset tummy. Or you might say, I think you ought to bring your dog in like now.
Yes. And there are things you can do to help.
We tend to make them sick straight away, so the sooner the better.
That seems to be the answer to pretty much
I know, everything. Well, better
what
out than
pleasant,
in many
circumstances. What a pleasant
circumstances.
Life you live.
Oh, it's...
Spend
it's,
your life making animals sick.
It's so glamorous.
You were saying about the foil. We had a dog who could get the chocolate out without disturbing the foil. Out of danglies on the tree.
Yes, they're very good at it.
Christmas tree things, we noticed there's nothing in there. Where did that go? And then there's, it's you.
Yeah.
But that's worth knowing. So keep the Easter eggs out of reach of dogs.
Yes.
And
children,
and
obviously, because then you can eat more yourself.
But
yes,
I was going to say, the best thing you do is eat them yourself to make sure everybody's properly safeguarded.
Yes. The vet says you're not allowed to have chocolate.
Because you might let the dog have some accidentally, therefore I'm going to have to eat it all.
Yeah, I mean,
inevitably
it's an accident if they
eat, I know,
but it's just one of those things.
Other animals, are they affected?
Some are more than others. Dogs seem to be particularly bad because there is a particular chemical in cocoa, so hence chocolate, which reacts badly with them. Cats, as I think we've decided before, tend to be slightly more sensible about things that they eat.
Mm.
Not always, but most of the time. But I mean, I think dogs are generally the main culprits just because, well, they're dogs. And everything's quite fun.
Isn't it?
Yes.
And exciting.
And cats are a little more discerning.
Yes.
A little more staid, aren't they?
Yes.
Fair enough. So chocolate and dogs is something to be aware
of. Just be really aware of. Yeah.
Okay. Shall we take a little bit of local music? We can come back and talk about something else, which is hopefully doesn't involve you making animals sick.
No.
Fingers crossed.
Now, we're still with our lady vet, Honor. We were talking about chocolate and dogs before the break, before the piece of music, but something slightly more serious now. We were talking about sheep worrying by dogs, which is another issue that needs to be talked about.
Yeah. Sadly, every single year we see sheep that have either been chased or attacked and in some cases killed by dogs, which really actually in this day and age I think it's pretty unacceptable.
It is.
Really.
Yes, it is.
The massive majority of dog owners wouldn't, you know, it wouldn't happen.
No.
I think people just need to be aware that however beautifully trained your dog is, it's still a dog.
Yes.
And they are going to chase. You know, there's a natural drive that if something furry is running around, it's fun to chase. So, unfortunately, yeah, we do see the end result of this. And sometimes it's one sheep, sometimes it's five sheep. Last year, I think I went and had to look at 25 dead sheep in one farmer's field.
So that was in the summer?
That was actually in the
outside
summer.
Outside of the lambing season.
Outside of lambing season. These were big, fit adult sheep who were checked, I think, in the afternoon. And the farmer went back to see them the following morning to check round and said the place was just littered with...
And what are they doing?
Shock sometimes. Mm-hmm. So having checked them all over, which was a particularly unpleasant job, I think we found maybe just a couple of very small nicks and grazes on a couple of them. But actually the majority of them have died of heart attacks and shock. And I think he lost about another five over the next couple of days, again from shock.
Okay. Yeah. And it's not just the heartbreak for the farmer and his family, but it's the financial loss and there's additional loss of getting rid of the
I think some people think farmers are a bit heartless and they don't really care about their animals, but they really, really do. And often these are sheep that maybe they have, had as little tiny lambs that they've brought up and have gone on into the flock. So they, you know, they are attached to their animals. Mm. Obviously then there's the kind of the physical loss of those animals from their flock, but also because of the way that, we are or are not allowed to dispose of what's known as fallen stock. So, dead livestock, essentially. These farmers then have the additional cost of having to pay to have these worried sheep removed, and disposed of.
And have to go to the mainland.
I'm correct in thinking that if a farmer spots your dog wearing sheep, he has the right to do something about it.
He has every right to shoot the dog. I can only think of one instance that I know that has happened.
Well, he's got to actually be there and see it happen.
Yeah, no, they do, you know, they are actually have to be kind of on the spot and see it happening. And no one wants to do that. No farmer wants to shoot someone's pet.
No.
But unfortunately, you know, it is a potential that it could happen. But we do, we get some fairly nasty injuries and deaths and stuff. And because we've got fields kind of filling up with rather lovely little lambs at the moment, they are particularly at risk.
So lambs, obviously they're not as fit and as healthy, although they can run quite quickly.
They can't run quickly,
but they still suffer the shock and the trauma of it, which is
and they're a bit easier to catch, so sometimes we see some really nasty wounds on them. And equally, kind of very heavily pregnant ewes at this time of year, obviously they can't run so fast, and actually they will often abort their lambs with that kind of stress.
So that's
stress.
It compounds it even more. So basically, keep your dog on a lead.
Keep your dog on a lead.
And
always around stock. Don't have enough faith in your dog that they will not chase. My dog will chase the sheep. I know that. He's relatively well trained. But given half the chance, he will chase sheep.
And don't forget, if you see a farmer using dogs to move his sheep, they are specifically trained for that job.
That's an entirely different ballgame.
Yes, it doesn't mean your dog can go and join them.
No. In fact, I'd definitely say don't do that because those collies probably won't be terribly welcoming.
No, they probably won't, no. I've actually seen collies herding geese before now, which is quite an interesting sight.
Yeah.
But so keep your dog on a lead. If you don't have to take your dog for a walk through livestock area, then don't do it.
Don't do it. No.
Go somewhere where it's a bit safer.
Absolutely.
A friend of mine takes her dog for a walk in a field that she has closed off specially for her, so the dog can run around as much as it wants.
Perfect.
And can't annoy anything except maybe the odd bird or squirrel that happens to be in the way.
Yes. I mean, you know, there's no reason to not to be able to kind of go and enjoy the island, and it's a lovely time. Well, when the sun finally comes out, it'll be a lovely time of year. Mm. But just be aware and make sure that you're being a responsible.
So the message is, keep your dog on the lead, no matter how much training your dog has had, how safe and obedient you think it is. The primeval urges to chase something are still there.
I'm afraid. You know, some people say, they would never ever chase them, but
they probably would.
You don't want to see this young lady going out looking at dead sheep, which must be not a highlight of your day.
It's not the highlight of your day, no.
No, you prefer to make a dog sick.
I would definitely prefer to make a dog sick,
So, but if you are taking your dog for a walk, please be a responsible dog owner. Clear up after you. Keep your dog on a lead.
Shut gates.
Oh, yes. I'll tell you a story about a gate that wasn't shut. We are glad to get out of our cars and shoo the sheep back into the field again. Yeah,
if the gate was shut when you walked through it, shut it behind you.
Yes, indeed. Yeah. If it was still open, then you'd probably leave it there, but don't touch.
No.
It's not your gate. Okay. Thank you very much for coming.
That's all right. Thank you. Pleasure.
And as I say, if you think your dog over the upcoming Easter period has had some chocolate, even if it's got into your stash that you keep away from the kids, ring the vet straight away.
Yep. Just give
us a
ring.
Just for a bit of advice.
Give us a ring. We'll say yes or no. You need to come in or don't. Yeah. What's
the phone number they could ring?
For us, it's 522-822.
522-822. Or ring any vet vet.
Yeah, whichever vet you're registered with.
And they will give you some advice over the phone. Absolutely. Or say bring it in and we'll have a look and just for peace of mind.
Exactly.
And then once your dog's better, take it for a walk on the lead.
Perfect.
Thank you very much for coming in.
Not at all.
Vectis Radio FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.